Putting my naughty lodger in my tight back door. Anal MILFs, 8. Anal sex erotica, MILF erotica. Written by Tori Westwood. Narrated by Kelly Morgan. I'd been cutting Kevin's hair since he moved in to help with the bills several months ago, but it was no stretch of linguistics to say that day's haircut was unlike any that either of us had ever experienced. He'd asked for a cut only a few days previously, needing it in time for his 19th birthday that was happening that weekend. My husband was at work, and I'd finally found some time in the day to deal with him. "Free for an hour?" I asked, peering into his room at around 10 o'clock in the morning. The sheet shuffled quickly, and his head peered out over the top.
"Uh-huh,"
he said, and I knew better than to linger. "See you out there," I said, leaving quickly. We had a building out back that we'd converted years ago into my own little salon, with a pool table and sofas for entertaining when necessary. I was really proud of the place, and I used it to cut the hair of many of the neighborhood guys as well as some of my husband's friends and colleagues. It even got to the point where Kevin was bringing his friends over to get a haircut. Day by day, it was paying for itself, and I'd always enjoyed cutting hair. One of the reasons Kevin's friends would come over was apparently down to the fact that many of them had the hots for me. My husband had overheard them talking one evening in Kevin's room and had decided to tell me to give me a boost of confidence. It really worked. It was nice to know I could still tempt people half my age with my womanly curves. Those hours in the gym didn't go unnoticed. I heard Kevin come down the stairs a few minutes later in his dressing gown, and I opened the back door and headed up to the salon ahead of him. "Would you like some breakfast after?" I said, looking back as he sleepily staggered up the garden path.
"Thanks, Mrs. Green,"
he said, his throat a little raspy. "Were you out last night?"
"It was a quiet one with some friends,"
he said with a yawn.
"Get in here, you animal,"
I teased, ruffling his hair as he walked in. He slipped his feet along the ground and sat heavily in the chair.
"The usual?"
I said, toying with his locks and looking at his face in the mirror. He seemed a little put out as he stared back, but eventually he composed himself.
"Uh-huh,"
he said. I flung the cover sheet over him to stop the hair from getting on his gown and tied it at his neck with the Velcro.
"You're talkative this morning,"
I teased, spraying some water on his hair and combing it through. He looked up at me timidly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?